I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, March 26th. Fire heavily damaged a West Quincy restaurant and bar room overnight. The blaze broke out at Callahan's Pub on Copeland Street at 3:45 this morning, causing extensive damage. Firefighters were still cleaning up at about 6 a.m. No one was hurt. The fire is under investigation. One person was hurt in a rollover crash in Quincy early today. Police say a vehicle jumped the curb and flipped over at the Four River Rotary on Washington Street in Quincy Point at 2:30 this morning. The lone occupant of the car was taken to South Shore Hospital with unspecified injuries, and the crash remains under investigation. The state has awarded money for a number of park projects on the South Shore, including a mural project on Wollaston Beach in Quincy. Quincy was given $4,000 for a project submitted by volunteers incorporating Black Excellence. The money will go to painting murals on electrical boxes in partnership with local artists in the Wollaston Beach area. The Neponset River Watershed Association got $13,000 for a project in Milton. The money will go to a plan to remove a dam near Canton Avenue to restore fish passage in Pine Tree Brook and expand the habitat for brook trout. The Friends of Wampatuck State Park in Hingham got $6,400 to install new play equipment at the park, including a climbing structure and tetherball poles. And the Friends of Paragon Carousel in Hall were given over $30,000 to help design an accessible restroom at the Paragon Carousel. Blue Hills Observatory got over $4,200 for upgrades to the Blue Hills Visitor Center, including an interactive exhibit. Massachusetts Department of Public Health reporting an additional 2,274 confirmed COVID-19 cases Thursday, bringing the statewide total to over 586,000 since the start of the pandemic. State health officials also added 39 confirmed COVID-19-related deaths to the state's total, which is now over 16,600. As of yesterday, a total of 3.7 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine have been shipped to the state, and 3.1 million, or 84%, have been administered so far. 1.1 million people are fully vaccinated in Massachusetts. An estimated 28,000 cases are still active across the state. 631 patients with confirmed coronavirus cases were hospitalized in Massachusetts, of which 137 were in intensive care. As of yesterday, 32 communities were in the red or high risk category of contracting COVID-19. That's up from 20 the week before. Massachusetts will launch a program next week to bring vaccines directly to its roughly 25,000 homebound residents, offering doses either through local boards of health or a statewide service. The program will start on Monday, allowing those who are unable to travel to a vaccine location without significant difficulty or assistance to receive their shots in their homes. Governor Baker announced the program with Health and Human Services Secretary Mary Lou Sutters. In 170 cities and towns, local boards of health will administer vaccines to their residents. A statewide service operated by the Commonwealth Care Alliance will assist residents in the other 181 municipalities. Homebound residents or their relatives can call 1-844-771-1628 to begin the process of scheduling an in-home vaccine appointment. The line will be open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5, available in English and Spanish, and with translators available for other languages. Nursing homes, assisted living facilities, and other congregate care facilities in Massachusetts are now allowed to welcome more visitors and resume group activities for residents given high vaccination rates. The changes align with recent guidance from the CDC and Medicaid. About 86% of residents in the state's long-term care facilities have been fully vaccinated. 98% have received their first dose. Residents can now welcome visitors into their rooms without social distancing when both are fully vaccinated, although masks are still required. Also, activities that require residents to be closer than 6 feet apart, including card games, dining, and watching movies, can also resume if residents are fully vaccinated. Visitors who are not vaccinated can still visit, but only in designated spaces where social distancing can be maintained. The union representing almost 2,000 rank-and-file Massachusetts state troopers has sued the agency, alleging it broke state and federal labor law by intentionally miscalculating what qualifies as regular pay, costing members $2 million per year in overtime. The State Police Association of Massachusetts lawsuit, filed last week in Suffolk Superior Court, is seeking at least $18 million in back pay and damages. The union alleges the agency failed to include various stipends that troopers and sergeants already receive when they calculated their regular rate of compensation, and by not doing so, deflated what they should receive in overtime. The union is seeking 3 years of back pay for its members. Well, it's no secret that the great white sharks return to outer Cape Cod every summer to feast on the seals that live there. And for years now, scientists have been tagging and tracking the sharks to learn about their behavior. Now, a consortium of scientists have compiled data that gave them some new insight into the sharks' patterns. One aspect, the sharks come into very shallow water and stay for a greater time than most people suspected. The data shows that the sharks frequently come within feet of the beach into water just a foot deep in their hunt for seals. Scientists say the bottom line is that with white sharks spending half their time in very shallow water, it's up to humans to change their behavior and acknowledge the presence of sharks. Governor Baker said yesterday that he plans to sign a sweeping climate change bill, ending months of shuttling the legislation back and forth between the Democratic-controlled legislature and the Republican governor. Asked at the end of an unrelated press conference whether he was planning to sign the bill, Baker replied yes without additional comments. Lawmakers last week sent the bill back to Baker, with the Massachusetts House voting 146-13 in favor of the bill, the Senate voting 39-1 to again approve the legislation. Last week's votes come after the House and Senate overwhelmingly approved the bill during the waning days of the formal session in January. Baker subsequently vetoed the bill, prompting lawmakers to quickly pass the bill again in the new session. Baker and lawmakers both support a key element of the bill, creating a net zero greenhouse gas emission limit by 2050. The bill includes additional steps, like incremental goals every 5 years to reach a 50% reduction in emissions by 2030 before meeting the 2050 goal. Travel-starved Americans emerging from lockdown may need to budget for $3 a gallon gasoline on their next road trip. Prices at the pump are on the rise, driven higher by oil prices hitting $60 per barrel, a surge of economic optimism, restraint from U.S. frackers, and unprecedented production cuts by OPEC and Russia. The energy rally has been further boosted by predictions on Wall Street of a new oil supercycle. The national average price of gasoline has climbed 47 straight days to nearly $2.89 a gallon, according to AAA. U.S. drivers have not experienced a $3 average price per gallon since 2014. Some states are already dealing with $3 a gallon gas, including Pennsylvania, Illinois, Arizona, Utah, Nevada, and California. The rise has slowed somewhat in Massachusetts. Gas prices in the state were up 1 cent to $2.76 a gallon on Monday, 20 cents higher than a month ago, 53 cents above the price at this time last year. The average gas price in Massachusetts is about 12 cents lower than the rest of the country. Wrong-way crashes are a serious issue in Massachusetts, and the problem is only getting worse, according to AAA. agency said deadly wrong-way crashes in the state on divided highways have risen by more than double the national rate in recent years. The U.S. averaged 500 deaths per year between 2015 and 2018 from wrong-way driving crashes, a 34% increase from the average of 375 deaths a year between 2010 to 2014. Massachusetts saw the number of deaths rise from 19 to 27 on average over the same period, an increase of 78%. MassDOT crash data shows 150 people have died and over 4,500 have been hurt in wrong-way crashes since 2010. In Massachusetts, the state has seen a total of more than 8,200 wrong-way crashes since then. Worcester has had the most wrong-way crashes since 2010, with 366, followed by Springfield at 315 and Boston at 265. Alcohol impairment is the most significant factor in wrong-way crashes. MassDOT is planning to test a wrong-way driver highway alert system this summer. When a driver enters the wrong way on a ramp, a radar system triggers warning lights along that ramp. The idea is to get drivers to correct their mistakes before they reach the highway. The Friends of Faxon Park in Quincy will be hosting a park cleanup tomorrow. Volunteers are invited to stop by from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., meet at the pavilion, and wear your mask. Supplies, though, will be provided by the Friends group. Other news, President Biden, at his first news conference, left the door open to backing fundamental changes in Senate procedure to muscle key parts of his agenda, like immigration and voting rights, past Republican opposition, if there's complete lockdown and chaos, he said, even as his administration navigates the COVID-19 pandemic and the resulting economic damage. Biden's grappling with how to deliver on a host of big promises, despite a razor-thin Senate majority. He teased that changes to Senate rules that would allow bills to pass with fewer votes may be necessary for him to achieve some of his goals. President Biden did not rule out the possibility of U.S. troops staying in Afghanistan through the end of the year, and one of his top generals told Congress that Afghanistan's military forces need American assistance to successfully counter the Taliban. Biden, at his first news conference as president, repeated his assessment that it will be hard for the U.S. to meet the May 1 deadline for a full American troop withdrawal, as outlined in a peace agreement between the Trump administration and the Taliban. North Korea confirming it had tested a new guided missile, as President Biden warned of consequences if Pyongyang escalates tensions amid stalled nuclear negotiations. The North's official Korean Central News Agency said the two new type tactical guided projectiles accurately hit the target off of their eastern coast. Photos on the website of the North's main newspaper showed a missile lifting off from a transport Erector launcher amid bright flames. Blaring tornado sirens and howling winds roared across parts of western Georgia early today as severe storms pounded southern states, including in Alabama, where at least five people died in twisters that wrecked homes, splintered trees, and crumpled businesses. Meteorologists said a large, dangerous tornado swept through Metro Atlanta's Coweta County at around midnight, sparking a tornado emergency for the city of Noonan and surrounding communities. There were several reports of downed trees and power lines. Texas officials raising the death toll from February's winter storm and blackouts to at least 111 people, nearly doubling the state's initial tally following one of the worst power outages in U.S. history. The frigid weather was also blamed for dozens of more deaths across other southern states, including Arkansas, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Kentucky, and Alabama. About 2,000 people gathered for a vigil honoring the 10 people killed in the Colorado supermarket shooting last night, just hours after attorneys for the shooting suspect asked during his first court appearance that he receive a mental health evaluation before the case against him proceeds. The memorial at Fairview High School, just a half mile from the scene of the shooting at the King Supers supermarket, emphasized remembrance and healing. The crowd said aloud the names of those slain this week in Boulder. After one resident read the names of the eight people killed in a mass shooting in Georgia just days earlier. Check of business news, and stocks are higher. The Dow is up almost 200 points. The NASDAQ rose 15, and the S&P added 20. Stocks higher in Europe after gains in Asia. The dollar and the euro are higher. Oil at $60 a barrel. In sports, Bruins lost to the Islanders 4-3 in overtime at the Garden last night. First time fans were in the stands at TD Garden since the start of the pandemic. Bruins will take on the Sabres tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Tonight, the Celtics are in Milwaukee at 7:30. Forecast from the National Weather Service, scattered showers with highs today in the mid-60s. For tonight, cloudy and a low 45. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 54. Sunday, afternoon rain. It'll be windy with high Sunday in the low 50s. Gusty winds on Monday, a high of 50 degrees. For the boater, waves about 2 feet. Winds out of the south, gusting 30 to 40 knots later today and a high tide right after 10 a.m. Sun rose at 6:36, sets at 7:03. Traffic note, Four River Bridge scheduled to open Friday at 7 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Friday, March 26th.